Madam LG will be over on the Surf Turf on Thursday night. South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt is back with us. Madam LG, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe. So I'm excited I'll get to see you on Thursday night.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We've turned a corner, I think, in terms of our football program moving through this season. Some struggles early on. We've won back-to-back games. And given the fact that we are the unofficial state capital of the state of West Virginia, there are a lot of people who have some ties to the Marshall Thundering Herd, no doubt, that will be in a packed house at Brooks Stadium. So we look forward to having you over there. I know you're up at Williams-Brice Stadium this past weekend. Not the result we were looking for those South Carolina Gamecock fans in that second half against Alabama.
I know. I felt like we were going to really pull it out. It was going to be a huge upset, and then it just didn't turn our way. But I'm hoping to cheer Coastal on to a big victory against Marshall on Thursday night. And everybody needs to come out. The Young Republicans will be doing some trunk or treat over at their tailgate. So everybody come on out and say hello. I'd love to shake hands and pass out some candy and get to tell everybody about all the great things going and happening in South Carolina.
Hey, the best part of what has been a 20-year journey for me in the broadcast industry across the Carolinas, both in North and now South Carolina, is meeting people like yourself and the many others who are able to join us on the show, share life experiences, passionately speak on things important to them, all while showing incredible range and a sense of humor. Last week, we were talking about a gaggle of geese on Surfside Beach with you, and here we are this morning talking about college football. I mean, that is all over, spanning the entire spectrum when it comes to non-political issues. How important is that for you, to step away from the political circles every now and then and get your boots on the ground to see what me and DJ Slide and the other folks are doing day to day to make ends meet and enjoy our lives?
It is probably one of the best things about my job, Joe, is I get to do all kinds of really cool things. I love being out with the people. For 7 years, I have been traveling the state, talking to people, listening to what's important, because my dad used to have a great saying. He'd say you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. So you should listen more than you talk. And it's been great to hear about what people want, where they want to see the state go, talk about things that they really like. It's great to get out and just hang out with people at football games. I love doing parades, going to festivals. You were talking about, Halloween Town. I love that. I love that we turn that whole town gets turned into like a Halloween experience. Only here in South Carolina can we have such cool things.
Talking with South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. She'll be over at the Coastal Marshall football game later on this week, Thursday night, 7:30 kickoff over there on campus on the Surf Turf. And this is a unique position, right, as the Lieutenant Governor, where you have a little bit of flexibility to go beyond the wonky maybe policy decisions that are very important and significant, obviously, to voters and residents here in the state of South Carolina. But at the end of the day, you can get outside of that circle maybe more than most because of this unique role that you've held alongside Governor McMaster as the LG.
It's really great. And Joe, I think people are more open when they see you in just a normal setting. It's way different when they see me speaking to, to the chamber or to an association. I think it feels a little bit more stiff, but when you are just hanging out with people at football games, at basketball games, at festivals, they really becomes more of an honest conversation, and I love that. But, you guys have a wonderful football program. It's always great. This is not my first time, as coming out to watch Coastal play. And so I'm excited. You got a great fan base, and everybody's excited. And, we always love when our team wins, no doubt about it. But it's always so much fun, no matter what the outcome.
Yeah, it should be a great crowd and environment. And again, we'll be able to showcase ourselves on national TV with that game broadcast on ESPN Plus this upcoming Thursday. All right, crisscrossing the state. Obviously, you have been publicly a steadfast supporter of the Trump administration all the way back to 2016. When it comes to how you're able to take that support that you've had for President Trump and kind of turn that agenda into a statewide agenda, what does that look like under a Governor Pamela Evatt administration moving into January of 2027?
Well, what that looks like is bringing America first right here to South Carolina. That same agenda, worrying about South Carolinians, South Carolina business. How do we make sure that we work hand in glove with the Trump administration to move South Carolina along, making sure we get the recognition we need? You know, you have Russell Fry in your district. Russell Fry is an amazing congressman doing great work in D.C. and doing that hard work to bring money right back here to our state for critical things like education, higher education, for infrastructure. You know, all those things that we're going to need as South Carolina continues to grow. But first and foremost, we have to take care of South Carolina. Got to get our taxes down. We got to get rid of useless regulations. We've got to lock in full universal school choice where money follows the child so that parents can direct their children's education. We have to change the way we elect judges because justice should always be blind. It should always be delivered fairly and evenly across the board. And that's what I'm hearing, you know, Joe, boots on the ground, is people want the next governor to have some real business experience, you know, grown a business, sign the front of paychecks, move the needle, get things done. I was in Lexington yesterday talking to the Lexington GOP, and there was a lot of press there. And they asked me this question that to me seems like common sense, Joe. You can chime in after. But they said, you know, how do you distinguish yourself? You know, don't most Republicans running for governor recognize the same problems? And I said, we can all recognize the same problems, but who has the ability to fix them? Who has been able to fix problems in the private sector? Who understands what it takes to move the needle? That's what differentiates me from the pack, is not only knowing what the problems are, but knowing how to fix them.
Yeah, I think there are some big differences even within the Republican circles out there, you know, in terms of how we've seen the state grow, along with our budget for our state as well, all while being late to the party as compared to other states, even neighboring states, when it comes to taxation, when it comes to the way, as you mentioned, the way we select our judges, one of just two states that operates under the legislature and the approval through lawmakers and not necessarily the executive branch of our state government in doing so. So there's no question there are some differences even between like-minded folks who have an R next to their name. When it comes to taxation, there's been an effort and there have been calls to completely eliminate the state income tax. Heard this morning that Tesla is moving more of their business to the state of Florida. And you're hearing Florida, Texas, Tennessee. All these states have one thing in common, Madam LG, and that is the fact that all three of those states do not have a state income tax. Do you think that is a deal breaker or a deal maker when it comes to big corporations looking to develop what they do in our state or others around us?
Yeah, I think it definitely makes a difference. I believe firmly that we can and we will eliminate state income tax. Like you said, if Texas and Tennessee and Florida can do it, we can do it. But we're going to have to run efficiently. We're going to have to rein in the budget. And we're going to continue to have surpluses when we do that. Because, you know, I came out of the business world. Businesses are going to look to land and bring dollars to states where they feel the most embraced. I want South Carolina to be the most business-friendly state in the country, and we can do it. And it's really, like I said, getting taxes under control. Let's eliminate our state income tax. Let's look at regulations. We have some regulations that came on the books in like 1950. Are they even relevant anymore? Every time, you know, what made me say yes to the governor and leave my business and serve as lieutenant governor was because I was seeing firsthand what burdensome regulations were doing to small and medium-sized businesses. And let's be serious, Joe, in South Carolina, 99.4% of our businesses are small businesses. Mm. Heavy tax burdens, heavy regulations hurt them way worse than it hurts big companies. But when we can attract those big companies here, everybody prospers. I mean, you don't have to look very far. Look at Donna Brin with B540. What an amazing company that is right there in Little River. And she has taken that company and now works with BMW. She was BMW's flagship small business, I think, 2 years ago. little, you know, small entrepreneurs, they really benefit when we can attract those big businesses here. But we have to make sure we create an environment that they can thrive in.
We talk about redundancy or overregulation, or in some instances, when it comes to the many different state agencies, we don't necessarily know what they do or if they're effective in how they do it and efficient the way, you know, we would want to run our own house. And I think that's the big discrepancy between average American households and those who run government or head some of these agencies. Hey, if we don't spend the money in the budget, we might not get it next year. That's no way to think and have the approach, right, as a business person as to, one, these are not our dollars, and then two, if we can do it efficiently, effectively, at a lower cost, why are we not working to do that? You feel like we just need an entire overall audit on what South Carolina does from a state government standpoint to see, what's in there, what we can get rid of, what maybe we should double down in terms of, moving dollars towards programs or other initiatives that are actually working.
Well, what I've been saying now since July, and I've been saying it before that, is we have to leverage technology. We have to leverage all the new things that are coming our way, AI, to actually run efficiently, like you said, because, as South Carolina keeps growing, we're never going to be able to out-hire the amount of people we need to help run the state. But if we spend our money and investment in technology, there are other states, Joe, because I chaired the Republican Lieutenant Governors Association, I sit on the executive board. And when I talk to lieutenant governors in other states who have made a push for efficiency by leveraging technology, they are talking about savings upwards of $900 million. Now, you have to make an investment to get there, but if long range, that's your savings year after year, it's worth the investment. And that's what people want to see, right? We shouldn't, as government, we shouldn't be the last to test every technology. I don't think we should be the first. I didn't believe that when I ran my business. But we shouldn't be the last either. And making good common sense decisions, just like we would in business, just like we would in our own homes, is going to help make people feel like our state is really taking a turn in the right direction. And I think we are the best state to live, work, and raise your family. But I also believe that our best days are still yet ahead of us.
South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt once again with us here this morning. Madam LG, thanks as always for the time, and we'll see you on Thursday night over on the Surf Turf.
And that'll be fun. I'm going to have to stop at Surfside and see if we've gotten rid of that gaggle of geese for sure.
Uh-oh. Well, no doubt. Maybe a photo op there. Don't feed the geese and the waterfowl white bread, though. Not good for their digestion and their digestive system. Just a pro tip for you, all right?
Okay. Thank you for that. And I look forward to seeing everybody on Thursday night.